thanking Him for being so good. You know, I say it a lot when I stand, but you know what? God's been so good to me. I can't even explain it. I said it before. I love the song. I've been blessed. And the first verse of the song is, you know, if the pen of the writer could write every day, Brother Jeff, and not even the words could contain how good God's been to me. And I'm so thankful for every blessing that He's done for me. He's been so good. I want y'all to pray for me. I want to be in the book of Luke, chapter number 18. As soon as Brother Jeff this afternoon asked me to preach over here, God just gave me this thought on my mind. And I don't know if Brother Jeff remembers, but you preached the service. I announced my call to preach a couple years ago. And I appreciate him, and I appreciate the church, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be in God's house. So y'all pray for me. I can't do this without God. I promise you that. It ain't me. I appreciate all the people that say about me, but it's not me. Trust me, it's all God. I told God when I first started preaching, I don't want any of the praise. I want Him to get all the glory for it. But in Luke chapter 18, I got a simple thought. If you're lost tonight, I want you to listen. I want you to get saved. There's no better thing in this world is accept God. And I want y'all to pray for me in Luke chapter 18. I'm going to start in verse 18. It says, a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit an eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these things have I kept up to my youth." And when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. That's all I want to read is tonight. Y'all pray for me. I got a simple thought on my mind. I ain't along with the preacher. I say what God gives to me, and I sit down with God. One of the thoughts the Lord gave me is, where are you at with God tonight? Let me tell you something. I was reading this verse, and I was sitting there thinking about it. You know what? This man, he was so close to getting saved. He was this close to getting saved. All he had to do was go sell the stuff that he had. And you know what? But he missed it. He didn't get saved. He went away sorrowful because he thought about the world any more than he thought about God. Let me tell you something. If you're lost, what a better day it is to get saved in this altar. What a better chance it is to accept God. Let me tell you something. I got saved when I was 9 years old, and thank God for that. You know what? I got saved, and I said it before, and I testified. I stood up, and God convicted me, and I didn't go the first time. I didn't go the second time and more times after that. But one Wednesday night when I was 9 years old, God spoke to me that night. He said, "Son, it's your last chance. I'm like, I'm going to shut that door if you don't come down and get saved." Let me tell you something. How bad would it be if you walked out them doors and God shut that door and you didn't get another chance? Let me tell you something. How bad would that be to know you're lost and dying, going to hell? Let me tell you something. The best thing to ever happen to me was to get saved. And that's the same thing for you. You need to get saved tonight. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about Tuesday. Worry about tonight. Get saved tonight, you'll be a happier person. You'll be able to go to bed at night and sleep with peace. You'll be able to go through your day and be happy. Let me tell you, some people out there that's lost, they ain't happy, they're miserable. They can say that they're happy, but they're not, I promise. Let me tell you something, I thought about this. He talks about him. He said, Jesus was telling him here. He gave me, "Have you done all the commandments? Have you done them?" He said, "Yes, I've kept them up." He felt like this man obviously thought he's done everything right. He did everything right. He said, "Well, I should be able to go to heaven, but there's one thing that he lacked. That was salvation." Let me tell you something. You might be the best person. You might never drink alcohol. You might not ever got drunk or whatever, but if you don't accept God, don't matter how good you've been, you will die and go to hell. Let me tell you something. I had a good friend of mine. I had one of my best friends preaching. I preached my very first service. I had my best friend. He's lost, and I remember preaching the service. Nothing that I did, but God spoke to his heart. He had conviction all over him. He even stood there, and he was so shaken in the bench. And they brought all the young people down to the altar. And he stood right there and didn't get saved. He stood right there. All he had to do was kneel down. And I remember going outside talking to him. And he said, "Man, Matthew, I should have got saved. I should have kneeled down and asked God to save me. I should have went down there and got saved." Let me tell you something. I just got so furious. I said, "Why didn't you? All you had to do was kneel down. Why not?" Let me tell you something. It was this close. But he didn't accept God because you know what? He thought about the world. He's thinking about the devil telling all this. Don't worry about what the devil tells you. Don't worry about what everything says. If you accept God, you'll be the happiest person in your life. I promise you that. I thank God for being so good to me. I'm so glad He saved me when I was young, because I don't know where I'd be right now if He wouldn't have saved me. I'm so thankful. But you know what? This man, he said he went away sorrowful. He didn't want to give up the riches. He didn't want to give up the world. He didn't want to give up everything. He wanted to stay with the world. He thought the world was better. I'm telling you, I've talked to people at work. I had a guy tell me the other day, he said, you know what? I don't believe in salvation. I believe when I die, I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to have a lot of questions to ask God, and I'll go to heaven. I said, son, let me tell you this. I believe when you die and you see God, you won't be able to ask any questions. I believe God's going to be doing the talking, not you, I promise you. Let me tell you something. If you're lost and God's convicting you, I promise you, if you get saved, you'll walk out them doors and be the happiest person. You'll walk out them doors and have peace. When I was lost, I didn't have happiness. I used to go to bed at night every time lightning would hit. Every time thunder would roll, I got scared. I thought God was coming back. And I was so scared, but once I got saved, I think I slept better than I have in 10 years. I'm so thankful for that. I can go through problems and I can go through trials, but I still got God on my side because I know He's in here. And I'm so thankful for that. You know what? I'm so thankful He's been good to me. Let me tell you something. I know God, if you're here lost and God's dealing with you, let me tell you something. Devil's going to tell you anything, any little thing to try to get you out them doors. But like the story of Noah, when he shut that door, nobody else could go in. Let me tell you something. You walk out them doors, now that might be your last chance. God told me it was my last chance. Let me tell you something. What a scary feeling would it be, walk out them doors and God shut that door, and every time you come back to church, you won't feel a thing because He shut that door on you. Let me tell you something. Make sure that you know where you're going. Make sure you know where you're going to be when you leave this world. I'm so thankful I'm saved. And I get to know where I'm going. I told my fiance, I'm about to get married. And I told her, I said, look, if something happens to me when I'm young, whatever, don't worry about me. I'm going to be in a better place. I love the song, what a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be when I leave this world. No more trials. I ain't going to have any more surgeries. I ain't going to have any more pain. That's going to be perfect. Let me tell you something. If you're lost, you won't be going to heaven, be in heaven and have peace. You won't have that happiness like I do. All you got to do is kneel down. The devil makes you think. He makes you think that it's hard. Let me tell you something. One of the simplest things I ever done. I said it before. When I stepped out on that, I stepped out of that aisle. I feel like I floated to the altar and I got saved. I don't remember what I said. I don't know if I said anything, but God knew the intent of my heart. He knew that what I wanted. I believe that's what happens. Everybody say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, I didn't either, but you know what? God still knew my tent of my heart. He knew what I wanted. He gave it to me. And thank God for that, Him being so good to me. Let me tell you something. I heard a man say before. He said, if I could open up the door, open up the floor out in front of you and show you hell. All the people that wish they had one more chance. All those people that he said, I wish I could have went to hell. I wish I had accepted God when I did. That one chance that he could have had, all the people in hell had, but they didn't. I thought about the rich man, he died up in hell. He lifted his eyes in hell, and he thought he was burning and gnashing the teeth. It was in a miserable place. You might say, I have people say, well, I'm going to hell, and it's going to be having parties and all that. Let me tell you something. That's wrong. It ain't going to happen. You're going to be burning. You're going to wish you had that one more chance. You're going to wish you had that. You might say, well, brother, I'm too young. I'm 30, 40, 50 years old. I'm not going to die right now. I still got a little bit. I'm going to wait. Let me tell you something. I had a good friend of mine in high school. He played football with me when I was a sophomore. He got down the road after practice one day. He was driving down the road, hit a car. I don't know if he hit a car. I think he went off the road and hit a power pole. And he hit the power pole and the car crushed him. He couldn't get out. He was a bigger set man. The car crushed him and he couldn't breathe. He couldn't get out and he suffocated to death and he died. So don't tell me you ain't going to leave this world young. Well, nobody knows when you're going to leave. Only God knows. Let me tell you something. Make sure that you know where you're going. When you get down tonight, I promise you, God will show you if you're saved or not, no matter what. And I'm so thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful for Him being so good to me. Thankful for that. I know I was driving to work, and I had a bunch of lost friends on my heart, and I had to pray for them. I still got my good friend of mine still lost. He didn't accept God. He still ain't been back to church with me. But I try to pray for him every night so he can get saved, because I don't want him to die and go to hell. What a horrible place that is. Well, how bad would that be if you died and you went to hell? Make sure
sure you know where you're at. That's really all I got this afternoon. And Brother Jeff, you want to come around and make sure, if I had the thought on my mind, was be prepared. Make sure you know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, get right now. Don't go out them doors. I promise you, if you go out the doors and God's speaking to you, he will not open that door. If he only get one chance of this, he's only asking us one chance. It's by his grace that he keeps coming and asking you. Make sure you know where you're going. I promise you, don't worry about me. I will know where I'm going. I know where I get to go when I leave this world. Make sure you know. Look into your heart and can you say, I know I'm saved, Brother Matthew. Can you come up to me and say, I'm saved. I know where I'm going. I know when I leave this world, I'm getting to go to heaven. I know where I'm going. I hope everybody can say that. But if y'all want to pray, I promise you, don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to anything. Just come down. I promise you, they'll be get saved. And that'll be the best thing to happen to you. That's all I got, Brother Jeff.